AP News, I'm Tim McGuire, outside the Capitol this evening.
NRA, get out of our way. NRA, get out of our way. NRA, get out of our way.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer rallying for gun reform laws. Georgia Democrat Representative Lucy McBath says elected leaders have to act or see today's children lose all confidence in government.
An entire generation of children is learning that the adults that they believe in, that they look up to, cannot or will not work to protect them.
The House passed gun regulations today in the wake of the massacres in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. The bill calls for raising the age limit to 21 to buy a semi-automatic weapon and bans on large-capacity magazines. It follows an 11-year-old telling a congressional committee about smearing herself with a classmate's blood in the hopes a gunman wouldn't shoot her. In the recorded video, her father then asks,
"What did you do then when you put the blood on yourself?"
Just stay quiet, and then I got my teacher's phone and called 911.
What did you tell 911?
I told her that we need help and to send the police.
Mia Cirillo says she's afraid to go back to school because she doesn't want it to happen again. Mia lost 19 schoolmates and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas on May 24th. During the hearing, Zanita Everhart talked about caring for her 20-year-old son, Zaire, one of the survivors of the Buffalo massacre in which 10 blacks were killed in an apparent racist attack by an 18-year-old white gunman.
Shrapnel will be left inside of his body for the rest of his life. Now I want you to picture that exact scenario for one of your children. This should not be your story or mine.
This is AP News. After nearly a year-long investigation of the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol by supporters of then-President Donald Trump, the House Select Committee will hold its first public hearing tomorrow night. Committee member Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says the first hearing will outline its case before the American people.
I think America is going to get treated to a comprehensive overview of what's coming in terms of the sequence of events that will be recounted over the course of the hearings.
The hearings will be a mixture of traditional testimony as well as multimedia presentations of information gathered about the efforts by the former president and his allies to cast doubt on the election and to block the certification of President Biden's victory, the financing and organizing of rallies in Washington before the attack, security failures, and the actions of the rioters themselves. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.